This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
He knows the seriousness of weapons and what they can do and how to use them and not use them. So
10-4.
It's kind of it's kind of a little bit of a shock. So
new video emerging of Colin Gray, the father of Colt Gray, the school shooter in Georgia this last week. This is officers coming to their home a full year before the incident took place in 2024. This is actually taking place in May of 2023. They had him on his radar back then, or on their radar back then, for alleged threats against other individuals and access to weapons. Clearly, the see something, say something didn't work so well in this situation. We're going to take a look back at this video in its entirety. This is the police confronting from a body cam the father, again, Colin Gray, who has now also been charged with multiple counts of involuntary manslaughter and second-degree murder for allegedly enabling his son to access the AR-15-style rifle that was used in the attack at that school. Let's watch the video and get our reactions in their entirety. Be sure to leave them in the comments section here on the feed, whether it be the podcast or on YouTube. Let's watch this video now.
Have any kids or anything living
here? Yeah, Colt Gray. Colt. He's my older son.
How old is he?
He's 13.
Does he play a lot of video games and stuff?
Yeah, he does. Play all the time.
Is he here right now?
Yeah. But,
you think it's something he might have?
I want to know.
Can we talk to him?
Yeah, absolutely. Now look, he gonna get all red face when you talk to him. Just calm. All right. So him and his, let me give you a backstory. So we lived over traditions. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I went to work one day. I'm sole provider, build high rises downtown. Mm-hmm. So I get a call from one of y'all. So my family's in law enforcement. So when I get the call, I'm trying to think the officer's name. Turns out, nicest guy ever. He's like, I just want to let you know I'm at your house. I'm like, for what? He said, y'all have been evicted. I'm like, no, I just paid rent. And he's like, nope. He's like, I'm going to stay here till you get here. So I drove all the way home. All my front yard. And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I'll just let you know this is what's going on. There's people standing there with trailers. I'm like, what are they doing? He's like, well, they're going to get your stuff after 24 hours. Is that right? I don't even know why y'all are here. So, long story short, I'm like, trying to figure out what's going on with my wife. She's in the house. So, we split, long story short, for obvious reasons. She took my younger two and went back home with her mom. Colt and I rented a house and came here. So, we've been good. No problems. He struggled at first with the separation. All school was kind of so-so. So I've been up to school countless times just tracking with him, hey, make sure you're good. They understand what's going
on.
He
goes to Jefferson School?
He goes to Jefferson Middle School, yes. So he's been doing really good. In the beginning, he kind of struggled a little bit.
Let me ask you this. Do you have weapons in the house?
I do.
Accessible to him?
They are. There's nothing loaded, but they are down. We do a lot of shooting. We do a lot of deer hunting. He shot his first deer this year.
Yeah.
You know, so, I'm pretty much in shock, to be honest with you.
Well.
I'm a little pissed off, to be even really honest with you, if that is what was said. But, we've been up to the school for so many times now.
The information I got was sort of incomplete, and I don't know how old it is. And like I said, the original complaint went to your other address, or your previous address, and that's where we just came from, and it wasn't them.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it wasn't.
I don't know if, and so we ran here. I had your name and date of birth, so that's how we got this address. So,
I swear to God, we've been up to school. I've been up to school, I'm on first name, but I just was up there 3 days ago for his finals, talking to the principal, make sure Colt's good. He gets flustered and under pressure. He doesn't really think straight. Can we just you know, just kind of put your arms around, get him through seventh grade. I just want to make sure he's good. Like, I mean, we're up there all the time talking to the school. Okay. If you talk to that school, they'll know exactly who I am. I'll say that.
Okay.
I mean, because I'm up there that much, you know?
Checking in on him.
Yeah, I just want to make sure he's good.
Yeah.
So I'm a little taken back by the whole thing, but I can tell you this, I take that very serious, and so does he, as a matter of fact. You know, he's...
Say his first name's Colt.
Colt, C-O-L-T, yes, sir.
I mean, all I can do is ask him.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
You know,
yeah, I want you to talk to him and just tell him. Like, I don't know, I don't know anything about him saying that, and I'm going to be mad as hell if he did. And then all the guns will go away.
Yeah.
And they won't be accessible to him. You know, I'm trying to be honest with you, I'm trying to teach him about firearms and safety and how to do it all and get him interested in the outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
Like on my phone.
And get him away from those video games.
Exactly right. That's the God honest truth. And the picture on my phone is him with blood on his cheeks from shooting his first deer. It was just the greatest day ever.
Yeah,
so
sure.
He knows the seriousness of weapons and what they can do and how to use them and not use them. So
10-4.
It's kind of
no need.
It's kind of a little bit of a shock. So in whatever y'all are telling him, please instill in him that what if this is whatever or wherever this is coming from is no joke.
Yeah.
Like it's no joke.
But we wouldn't be here if it was.
No, so. I know. And I'm telling you right now, we talk about it quite a bit.
Okay.
All the school shootings, things that happen.
Yeah.
All
scary.
Hey, are you getting picked on at school? He is. He's getting picked on at school and is everything okay? That's why I keep going up there.
Yeah.
You know, because you never really know, and I don't want anything to happen to him. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all.
All right, well, if you want to grab him,
yeah, y'all talk.
Or we can go in.
That's all cool. Hang on.
What information did you have?
These are good dudes. They're talking.
Hey, Colt, what's going on, bud? So did your dad kind of explain everything to you?
He said something about school shooting up a school.
Did you say something about school shooting?
Never. I just told him. I don't know what. Maybe they misheard somebody else. I never said I was threatening up a school.
You never ever said?
No, I swear.
Do you use Discord?
Discord?
Yes, sir.
I used to. I don't have it anymore.
When's the last time you used it?
Like a few months ago.
Really?
Was it at Traditions or was it here?
No, it was at Traditions because in that Discord account that I had deleted it before. Before
you moved here?
Yeah, because I think it got like admin password pulled or something. Like I clicked on a link and somebody.
Have you heard anybody on Discord when you were using it say something like that? Remember?
Like at that time?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think I ever had anybody that.
Never. And I mean, I'm not trying to get anybody hemmed up, but like, this is some serious stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, he knows how serious it is, trust me.
Because I'd hate to, you know, my boss was even like, you know, I don't know how old this information is, and if you want to wait till Monday to follow up. I was like, nah, I'd rather do it now, because.
So would we.
Because God forbid something happened and I didn't do my job. I'd feel pretty bad about that, so I just want to make sure you understand that if something like that happens or you hear something like that, report it.
Tell
your dad, tell a teacher.
Like I told him, I would promise I would never say something like
that. So you haven't used Discord in a few months?
No,
you're saying you didn't say anything like that?
No, the only thing I have is TikTok, but I just go around there and watch some videos.
Okay. Alright, well, fair enough.
What's your birthday?
He's just going to do a little report saying that
we talked.
We've done reference to this and that we talked, and you saying that you didn't say anything like that. And I got to take it at your word, and I hope you're being honest with me.
Yes.
I'm not saying you're lying, but it's
a serious thing.
It's not unusual for people to lie to police.
Okay. He's familiar with that, too.
Hey, Colin, what's a good phone number for you, sir?
He's giving a phone number right now.
Okay.
How's school
going?
It's going good here.
About ready to get done with it?
I actually already finished.
Oh, you did? Yeah. When was your last day?
Sunday, so Friday.
Friday? What grade are you going into?
Eighth grade.
Eighth grade, almost high school, man.
Yeah.
The last 4 years, really, the last 4 years is what matters.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, I'm just focusing sometimes.
Get them good grades, man. It'll set you up for rest.
Now the dad's come back out with a phone to give a phone number.
Yeah, so look, you all are welcome any time. We take it like dead serious around here, and I just want to make sure that I'd even feel better if you do find out what or where.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can somebody let us know?
Sure.
He's going to be full of anxiety until this gets resolved. I can tell you that right now.
I've never really said something related to
So did you switch schools when you moved from Traditions? Where were you going before?
West Jackson.
West Jackson Middle? Okay. Is things a lot better now?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay. That's good.
Let me grab you one. Can I walk through your grass? I'm going to grab a car real quick.
Yeah, it's all good.
Are you getting bullied over there at West Jackson Middle?
That's the thing. I wasn't back there. I wasn't getting bullied.
Now, look, be honest with him about in middle school. I told him you were now, and that's...
You getting switched out halfway through the school year, being the new guy?
Yeah, being at Quail,
we
moved like six times already.
Well, my dad was a logger and grew up in the military. We moved a lot when I was a kid.
Yeah. Well, so. At the past schools, surprisingly, I had friends. Like, I didn't even necessarily have a reason that I would say that or anything.
No. Well, there's always somebody you can talk to if you need to.
Yeah, sure.
All right. School resource counselors.
Yeah, and I do talk to them. Yeah, I talk to a counselor quite often.
Okay.
Just, you know, let her update her on, you know, just tell them what I show them and say that.
Yeah, start looking out and making goals for yourself.
Yeah, I'll do that.
You interested in anything?
I want to be a philosopher.
A what?
A philosopher.
A philosopher.
Yeah. It's kind of out there thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, do what you enjoy. I mean, I did 20 years in the military. You don't have to settle on just one thing.
Yeah.
Did 20 years in the military, retired from that, and been doing this for 7. So, you don't have to fit everything inside the box.
Yeah, that might branch out to a different
state. No. We got guys at the sheriff's office are full-time plumbers, full-time police officers, and, you know, do what pays the bills. Do what they enjoy. Right. But everything's going good?
Yeah, sure.
That's good. You got a phone?
Do I have a phone? Yeah, I have a phone.
What's your phone number?
Like I said, I changed my phone number.
And okay. Alright. Dad said you went deer hunting for the first time this past year.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you get?
Three-pointer? Yeah, it was nothing much, but I still...
Fork on one side and a prong on the other, or...?
It was one on one side and two, you know, three-pointer,
yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, fork on one side and one on the other. Spike?
Yeah.
And that's the extent of the video that we saw there and listened to as well with the officers talking to Colin Gray, the father, and Colt Gray, the son. Now, as I said, obviously both have been charged with murders in that school shooting in Georgia. What do you make of that? Let me know in the comment section on YouTube or wherever you may be listening or watching this. This is the first time I viewed it in its entirety right here with you. And, you know, I don't know what to say other than this seems like a father who maybe had good intentions, but wasn't the brightest by any means, not really qualified to be a responsible parent, leaving the weapons out for him to have access to when he knew there was a true danger, literally taking all the time in the world for the police to finally come and say something. And he still says, well, if it turns out to be true, then I'll take the weapons away. Why does the kid need access to these to begin with? Unless you're going hunting. You're going hunting? And I hate the excuse over it was for hunting. Great. Then keep them away from the kids until you go hunting. And then you give them to them for the hunting purposes. They're not just there whenever they feel like they want to pick them up and do whatever they're going to do with them. And clearly, he did something with it that ended the lives of four people and scarred hundreds more. When you think of how far this branches out, probably into the thousands of lives, all changed forever. And it could have been prevented. If Dad here, who seems to be very deflective on pretty much everything, would have actually been a parent. And maybe if your kid has mental health problems, maybe guns aren't the thing. Maybe that's not the thing to get into. I mean, it's akin to, well, I think there may be an alcohol problem here. Let's go be a bartender. Let's go study whiskey. Let's go. It's like, might not be the healthiest choice for someone who has a predisposition to being a bit disturbed, has some mental health problems, and needs a stable and safe environment to grow up in. Maybe, you know, you're not exactly in a war zone here, kids. You don't necessarily need all those weapons right there. If you want to go hunting, like I said, fine, but then be responsible about it. It's interesting to note that the grandfather of Colt here, Colin's former father-in-law, described Colin, the father, as negligent, particularly giving access to the firearms despite clear signs of distress and mental health struggles. And he emphasized Colin's lack of responsibility and poor judgment contributing to the devastating outcomes, also alluding to Colin being very loud, always yelling, I'm paraphrasing here, and really just a monstrous type individual to be around. You can kind of get that vibe. You can kind of get that vibe by watching that video if you know those type of people. He very much seems like that type of person. It's just conjecture, but it's not hard to connect the dots on that at all. And also saying that he hopes he gets the death penalty. As well, not very often do we hear that from former family members of someone or family members of someone who have committed an act like this. But clearly, this is another case. It's always see something, say something. Well, a lot has been said, a lot has been seen, and still that did not stop this. We're going to continue to cover this for you here on the Hidden Killers podcast from True Crime Today. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of our continued updates on this case. I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for watching.
Because in the end, it's not who you know, it's who you can't trust. You're listening to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.